This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal came to an end this evening. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal is scheduled to take place on Thursday. In West Bengal, on the final day of campaigning, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed rallies at Kulti in West Bardhaman and in Siliguri. BJP leader Rekha Gupta joined a roadshow in Asansol. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public meeting in Haldia. Congress left and other parties also campaigned in support of party candidates across the state. In Tamil Nadu, Union Minister Piyush Goyal campaigned in the state today. The General Secretary of AIADMK, Edappadi Palaniswami, addressed public meeting at Salem. TVK founder, actor and politician Vijay campaigned in Chennai. The government today said that the domestic LPG supply across the country remains normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributor across the country. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said despite the increased prices of crude oil and LPG in the international market, the government strived to ensure the domestic supply of LPG without any disruption.
In spite of increase in the price in the international markets, whether it is LPG or whether it is crude, the prices in the country are more or less stable. Among our neighboring countries, we are having the lowest prices of petrol and diesel in the country. Price ko stable rakhne ke liye, Bharat Sarkar ne excise duty, petrol aur diesel dono pe reduce ki hai. This has helped in maintaining the price stable.
The Ministry of Defence today signed contracts for the procurement of trawl assembly for T-72 and T-90 tanks at a cost of around 975 crore rupees. The contracts were signed with Bharat Earth Movers Limited and Electro Pneumatics and Hydraulics India Private Limited in presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. Ministry of Defence in a statement said that the trawl assembly for T-72 and T-90 tanks is critical equipment which will enhance the minefield breaching capability of the Indian Army. It will generate additional capability of creating vehicle safe lanes through minefields with anti-tank mines. At least 12 people have been killed and several others injured in a powerful blast at a fireworks shed linked to Thrissur Puram in Kerala this afternoon. The tragedy occurred around 3:30 p.m. at Munthanikode near Thrissur, where the fireworks storage facility of the Tiruvambadi Devaswam was located. Rescue operations are underway. India has delivered 2 tons of life-saving medical supplies to the Sri Hindu Mandal Hospital at Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, reinforcing its humanitarian outreach and commitment to strengthening healthcare cooperation with East African country. The consignment includes essential equipment such as oxygen concentrators, suction units, oximeters, microscopes and stethoscopes, along with medical consumables like inhalers, syringes, gloves, bandages and wheelchairs. The assistance highlighting ongoing India-Tanzania cooperation in the healthcare sector and broader bilateral ties rooted in long-standing diplomatic and developmental engagement. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Kedarnath Dham located in Rudraprayag district will be opened for devotees tomorrow at 8 a.m. with Vedic chants and traditional rituals. Meanwhile, a large number of pilgrims have already reached the shrine. The Kedarnath temple has been grandly decorated and an atmosphere of devotion and enthusiasm prevails throughout the area. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad were 97 for no loss in 8.4 overs against Delhi Capitals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad when reports last came in. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.